WestCoastCryptos.com.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. I'm Taylor Elf, and welcome to another edition of West Coast Cryptos Daily. Here's what's happening. Sam Bankman-Fried was worth $15.6 billion on Monday. Now, he's no longer a billionaire. SBF was being heralded as one of the youngest self-made millionaires in history and was vowing to give away as much of his wealth as possible. He was riding high on Forbes' list of the 400 richest Americans. Propelled by a staggering bull run in the crypto markets, the FTX CEO saw his net worth peak at $26 billion last year, overtaking Rupert Murdoch and his family. And even despite the bearish downturn in the crypto markets over recent months, the 30-year-old was still worth about $15.6 billion. But in a blink of an eye, SBF's financial situation changed dramatically. According to Bloomberg, his net worth has suddenly shrunk to about $1 billion. The news outlet says this 94% loss is the biggest one-day collapse ever among billionaires it has tracked, and it follows a crisis that has engulfed both FTX and Alameda Research. Binance's CZ reflected on the dramatic developments at FTX in late-night tweets on Tuesday. Quote, "Don't borrow if you run a crypto business. Don't use capital efficiently. Have a large reserve." Binance has never used BNB for collateral, and we have never taken on debt. A large part of the crisis engulfing FTX relates to its native token FTT. Last week, CoinDesk scrutinized the balance sheet of Alameda Research, that's FTX's sister company, and found that FTT represented most of the assets on its books. In other news, Ethereum founder Vitalik Buterin made his first direct comments on FTX's spectacular collapse late Friday. He accused the former FTX CEO Sam Bankman-Fried of virtue signaling. Buterin tweeted, "Mt. Gox, a Tokyo-based exchange, failed in 2014 after hundreds of thousands of Bitcoin were stolen from its wallet. Luna's collapse earlier this year brought down the Terra ecosystem." And Miami-Dade County said it would terminate its business relationship with FTX and remove the company's name on the iconic arena just hours after the troubled crypto exchange filed for bankruptcy. The arena is home to the NBA's Miami Heat. Known as the FTX Arena since a $135 million naming rights deal was announced and signed last year, the complex sits in the heart of downtown Miami on Biscayne Bay and also hosts non-basketball events, including concerts and conferences. Wonder what they're going to name it next? The No Name Arena? Or possibly the arena formerly known as FTX. Well, that's going to do it for another exciting episode of West Coast Cryptos Daily. Thanks for being there. Thanks for checking in. We'll see you next time. And remember, cryptos are real. WestCoastCryptos.com.